Twyla Hudson lives in her childhood home, a house in the Lincolnville neighborhood of St. Augustine.
My dad bought this house from an auction. He bought the lot because where he got the house was segregated and blacks couldn't live in that area. He got the house and put it on a trailer and he brought it down here to Lincolnville. I'd never seen a house on a trailer.
It was a wonderful place to grow up, Twyla says.
It was so much fun. Everywhere you looked, there was somebody to play with. I used to play school with the little kids in the neighborhood. So I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I had a wonderful teacher in elementary school, and I kind of wanted to be just like her.
As Twyla was growing up in the early 1960s, the world outside her was changing.
It was tension. It was just, you know, an uneasiness. While I was in my neighborhood, I was comfortable. It was just when we were other places and people would look at you and you weren't wanted, and you could feel that.
In 1964, the Reverend Martin Luther King came to speak at Twyla's church. Her family joined his movement.
I got to march, and my brothers marched. I was probably about 10. I was with the older person. And the police, they put the dogs and the hoses on us, and the crowd dispersed, and everybody was running. And the lady that had me grabbed me, and I was running too, because I was scared. I got back home, but it was a really frightening experience.
Twyla left her hometown to go to Xavier University in New Orleans. While working in the placement office, she landed an assignment she would keep for her entire career.
I just happened to be talking to somebody from St. Louis. I wasn't planning on going there because I wanted to come back home. I wanted to be with my mom and dad. I did not want to leave St. Augustine. But unfortunately, I couldn't get a job here after graduation. So that's how I ended up taking the job in Missouri.
Twyla Hudson retired in 2006 from the St. Louis County School District. Within a few years, both her husband and her father died. Her son moved with her back to St. Augustine.
He came too. So now he's a Floridian.
Her mother had passed away years earlier, and her father left Twyla the family home.
He said, "I know, Twyla, you always would like to come back home because you always say that. I know when you come back, you'll fix it, and it'll be a place for anybody in the family. If they need some place to stay, they can come home and stay here."
The town she lives in is different from the St. Augustine she left more than 40 years ago.
Now it's like tourists and college kids and not that community like it used to be. It's still home, though. I'm in my church where I grew up, working with children.
And she remembers.
I've got so many memories, I think that's what's so wonderful for me. I walk with my dog sometimes, even around the corner, and I remember Mr. Twine, and I remember Hun, and I used to sit on the porch with her, and sometimes I just walk and I cry, but I'm so grateful. That's how those people keep living. They live in my memories.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.